talked about at the beginning of the year, and we just had to go out there and do it.
And you've come around, what, year by year? I know I've had a chance to watch you at some meets at Cambridge, Best Midwest when I have a chance up there, and it seems like this group has just gotten better every year, haven't they?
Yep, we have.
And in your events, the hurdles, the quarter, relays, holy smokes. I mean, you've really, I'm sure, hit the weight room, gotten faster. That's really helped you out in getting a lot faster, hasn't it?
Yep. Carl does a good job of lining stuff up for us.
A lot of training, especially with the hurdles. I mean, gosh, the highs are tough and the 300s are tough. So, I mean, there's a lot. Talk about some of the training really has to go along with being a hurdler.
We do a lot of drills every day. I mean, probably 30, 45 minutes. Just work on flexibility and being able to give her the hurdles low.
It doesn't hurt that you're pretty tall. I mean, I'm sure that's, is that, you've gotten a little taller every year, and that's kind of helped you too, I bet, hasn't it?
Yep.
The hurdles, talk about state. I mean, it was your conference was tough. Yeah, you know, St. Pat's kids in there, your district, some of the same kids into the state. Talk about the field of competitors. You had some tough kids to go against, didn't you?
Yep, and it was good push throughout the year, seeing three or four SPVA guys in finals. It was just familiar, and they're all really athletic and good kids. So it was just nice to see that we had all made it there and put the work in.
I think the one St. Pat's kid, if I'm not mistaken, is a sophomore. I think the other one, I think Moats was a senior. So you had a couple of those guys you had to battle pretty much every time you went to a meet.
Yeah. But they're really nice kids, and we push each other, so that's good throughout the year to have someone to do that.
And you look at the end of the day, yeah, you guys were first, and they weren't too far behind. They top five finish for St. Pat's boys as well.
Yeah.
Now, as far as being a quarter miler, is that always kind of been in the cards, or that just come about this year, or what?
It was just this year, after the 4x4 last year, and our 400 runner Ryan graduated, so we needed someone to do it.
Did you think at first, you know, I'm running some pretty tough races, do I really want to add a quarter in there as well?
I mean, whatever to do to win.
And of course, if you're gonna run a sub 50 quarter, by God, we're gonna put you on the 4x4 as well.
Yep.
That was a group just following. You guys got better and faster every meet, didn't you?
We did, and it was just great to see that.
What can you guys do to get better? For next year, you've got almost everybody back, key guys coming back. What does this group and yourself got to do to get better?
Just keep working. It'll come out how we want it to, hopefully.
I mean, you're running the 14s. You're running, I think, you're running 38s. I mean, how much faster can you go?
Well, we'll see next year.
Now, you've got school records in both those events already, don't you?
Yep, and the 400.
And the quarter as well?
Yep.
The 4x4, is getting close with that?
Yep, the record's 322 or 323.
If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Matthew May and those guys back in the day. Is that right?
Yep. I think it was 2007.
I remember that. Gosh, it was a long time ago, but he was a stud on the track and field, sir. Great football guy and a great track and field guy as well.
Yep.
Got to give kudos to the rest of your teammates. Gosh, all three of your relays. How about the 4x1? Those guys really came through in a big way for you, didn't they?
They did. They had wrote a number on the baton at the beginning of the year, the 43.7. And we hadn't really been close to that all year, but they put everything together at state when we needed it.
Somebody's got a crystal ball over there that's working pretty good, huh?
Yes, they do.
You know, you're fast enough to be on a 4x1. Is that, you ever tinkered around with that?
Yep, I ran it once or twice as an alternate.
It's one of those cases, you got so many guys, it's so much depth and everything. It's nice to, when other guys you can put on there, they're fresh and maybe don't run as many races as you do, can run those races, can't they?
Yep. It's nice having the depth that we have.
I know you and Mason also went to a meet at Wesleyan after the state meet, and you guys, I guess, hey, you guys weren't ready to have the track and field season in just yet, did you?
Nope. That meet was really cool, seeing a whole bunch of competitors from different states and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize it. There was more than just Nebraska kids, huh?
Yep, it was Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, Iowa, South Dakota, and Missouri were eligible to compete.
That's terrific. Are there any other summertime track events or track meets that you have a chance to compete in if you want?
Not yet. Well, I'll look into it, but I don't think I have any planned.
Are you a baseball guy?
I'm not.
I don't talk. Yeah, I'm talking to Mason, said a majority of the guys were, but you got the summer to now just, I don't know, lift and get faster, get ready for play a little football in the fall?
I think so.
All right, Chase County football coming back to life a little bit coming up this fall, you hope?
I hope so, yep.
And then it's all of a sudden your senior season. Now tell me, with you've already started getting some colleges have got to be knocking on your door and sending you mail, stuff like that, wanting you to come to their school.
Yeah. Do some visits this summer and just see what I like.
So there are a couple of schools you're already going to start to maybe take a look at, huh?
Yep.
In-state, out-of-state, can you throw out a couple?
Concordia, Doan, UNK. We looked into some in Kansas and South Dakota and see if they're interested or anything.
You're going to have a long list of schools by the time your senior season gets here. My gosh, I can just imagine they're just lining up saying, please come compete for us.
I hope so.
Yeah, no question about it. Is this team, I mean, you got a lot of guys back, but the future look bright for Chase County boys. Guys, seems like you guys just starting junior high and you just reload every year.
Yep, and we all practice at the same time, so the junior high kids get the feel of kind of what we do, so it's not a shock when they come into high school.
That's pretty cool. I don't know if Troy and Carl have ever said that to me, but so they're right there watching, and you were right there back in the day going, hey, I'd like to be, as good as some of these guys are.
Yep.
And Chase County girls, of course, they've had such a great run and everything. Didn't quite win it, but, boy, finishing second, I'm sure you guys really push for each other to do well, don't you?
Yep, we do. And the girls kind of set the tone, and we just, it was our time to do it.
Since you're a quarter miler, Bryn McNair is a quarter miler. You guys ever race each other on the track and see who's faster?
We have not.
I mean, you got the faster time, but boy, she's been a pretty special athlete, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has.